This is The Guardian.
I'm Noor Haider, coming to you from Gadigal land, and this is the full story.
Friends, I am somewhat humbled to be standing here tonight on the lands of the Kaurna people, and I feel...
In the South Australian election, Peter Malinauskas and the Labor Party secured a landslide win. But as even the Premier's speech alluded to,
it's very important that no one confuses tonight's result as adulation.
It's not their victory that everyone is talking about.
I also received a phone call from Corey Bernardi.
Because for the first time, rising support for One Nation seen in recent opinion polls has materialised in actual votes at the ballot box.
You bet I am, mate. I am one of our own. Yeah, by all means.
They essentially went into the ballot box and just hit the detonate button.
Pauline Hanson's right-wing anti-immigration party has secured 22% of the primary vote, surpassing the Liberals on 19.
It's like Trump, you know, you keep thinking that the line's been crossed, which maybe it has now, but and then people kept going far further than I would have thought they would.
Today, Chief Political Correspondent Dan Jervis-Vardy in Canberra and Senior Reporter Tori Shepherd in Adelaide on South Australia's orange wave and what it means for the nation. It's Tuesday, the 24th of March,